Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
It's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. The voice of the Platters. 7 till, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grumbach. Kenneth W. Grumbach, his name on the book, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm, available wherever books are sold. KGCDirect.com is his website. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about housing, the demographic influence of housing. Folks, there are 76 million boomers. There are going to be 80 million more. Is it more than 80 million millennials?
Gen Y, 8 years old, 27, and probably 83 million.
83 million. So we're talking 160 million individuals in the housing market at the same time. That's never happened before, has it, Ken?
No. And it's going to drive it
through
the
roof. At the same time, they're going to want different kinds of housing. And, of course, you know, our generation, Ken, yours and mine, we're moving more toward the... more toward the old folks' home, over ultimately, but and out of our homes. So, what else do we need to know about this? About real estate, about housing, and demographics.
The new construction. New construction is very, very big. First of all, housing is the economy. The economy is housing. We found that out
right,
in 2008.
Right.
Kids are going to want what we're hearing now from architects is the kids are going to want. 1,000, 1,500, max 2,000 square foot homes.
Yep.
And they're going to want them to be self-sustaining. They're going to want them to, they don't want to put new roofs on them. They don't want to put new siding on them. They want you to build them, and then that's the house. Just like in Europe, when they build a house, it lasts
mm-hmm.
forever. Maybe we might even see cement houses here
hmm.
with tile roofs, like
mm-hmm.
in Europe. But the kids are looking for small houses. This is a problem
for the people. But see, now you're back to my point earlier. I ask you about who's going to buy my house and your house.
Well, and I'll go back to the statement that you made, and that is when you combine the two groups that are in the housing market, there's enough demand at all levels
yeah.
that don't worry about selling your house. The existing housing is going to do fine. The problem with some existing houses is that sector of people that built starter castles that
right.
that might have been poorly built, difficult
mm-hmm.
to heat, huge yep. taxes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a problem because that really, technically, that probably should be a two-family home.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe
the people, the states with high taxes, the high ad valorem taxes, California and New York, I say, for example, I suspect Massachusetts, where you are, is pretty high too.
I'll tell you right now, I pay $1,000 a month in tax.
Yeah, that's pretty high. That's pretty high.
For me, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and so yeah. My point is that I think that's going to enter into where people live and where young people move to and where they gravitate to, especially when they've got virtual work options.
Here's, you know, that's interesting that you're saying that because that's an excellent question because I was asked that recently and for Connecticut because Connecticut is one
that's
super
right,
high tax.
You're not in Massachusetts, you're in Connecticut.
Well, essentially the same
yeah,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, you know, the way you're going to get young people to come to Connecticut is you are going to have to pay them.
Right.
And right now, mm-hmm. Connecticut is right in the center of the earth. It's right in between New York and Boston.
So instead of giving companies tax breaks to move their plants here, you're going to be giving workers tax breaks to move there.
I guess, but what we absolutely positively will do is the insurance companies are going to have to up what they pay their best and their brightest,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to be competing for talent worldwide. I've been talking to recruiters, and recruiters are saying, you know, they are literally recruiting from all over the world. The big companies are freaking out because they know their boomers are going to retire, and they're going to. It's like part of their brains leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So no, don't worry about it. Everything it's going to be market driven. That's the strength of this country is market driven.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just recently I saw the satellite photo of North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Korean Peninsula.
Korean Peninsula, yeah. Black and white.
One light on.
Yeah, exactly. The southern part, the southern tip looks like New York City. The northern half looks like middle of Arizona somewhere. Yeah, it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, Ken, give us the website again, please, one more time.
KGCDirect.com.
And The Age Curve is the name of his book, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Ken, good job today. Come back with more good information next time.
Anytime.
And thanks for 15 great years, by the way.
Take care, man.
Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. Grombach. Check out his work. It's outstanding. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.